From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. China's first ever manned spaceflight returned to Earth today after a 21-hour mission that made China only the third nation to achieve manned spaceflight. The Shenzhou 5 landed on the grasslands of Inner Mongolia in the north of China, ending a mission in which it orbited the globe 14 times. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from Beijing to talk about the historic flight. Rob, tell us about the landing. How did it go?
Well, we saw it with a sort of time delay on the television, just like the takeoff. They didn't want to broadcast it live in case anything went wrong. But so with about 15-minute time delay, we saw the parachute open as the capsule came down. And then probably about half an hour after he landed at 6:30 in the morning local time, we saw Yang Liwei step out of the capsule. He looked a little bit dazed and he waved to the cameras. There were a lot of Chinese media there, no foreign media allowed, of course. And I believe he spoke with Wen Jiabao, the Chinese premier, soon after he landed, who congratulated him on a successful trip.
The taikonaut, as they're calling him, Yang Liwei, is a 38-year-old fighter pilot. He was able to communicate from space. He told his family, "It looks extremely splendid around here." I imagine folks in China have been following this story with a lot of interest.
They have. There's been wall-to-wall coverage on the news media, although, as I say, there hasn't been actual live coverage of the takeoff and landing. We've had analysts all over the place. We've had interviews with his family. We've heard what his son thinks about it all, his younger brother, what he thinks of his brother going up into space. In fact, the full media coverage, the kind of thing that you would get in the United States for this kind of thing, except even more excited. I mean, think back to the 1960s when the United States was doing this for the first time. So Chinese people are very excited. This is a real symbol of China emerging on the world stage. They've got the 2008 Olympics. They're into the World Trade Organization. This is really the third big international prestige winner for them. And the government, of course, is playing it up as well. It's trying to boost its image at home. And I think it really has done that by putting this man in space.
And is he now something of a national hero?
Absolutely. You can't move for pictures of him on the television. I'm sure we'll see him on billboards within a couple of weeks here in China. And people are talking about him as a national hero. China's rather short of national heroes at the moment. And that's something that plays very well with the Chinese people who are very much in need of heroes at the moment.
What are the goals for China's manned space program? And are they planning other missions like this one?
They certainly are. They want to put a space station up, and there's even talk that we'll see a Chinese man on the moon within the next 10 to 15 years. So they're very ambitious. As I say, it's a symbol of great national pride, and they want to keep on pushing out into space to keep on showing that China is growing more. I mean, people talk about some of the scientific experiments here, I suppose just like they do at NASA. They like to play up the scientific experiments that are going on in space, but the analysts I've spoken to say that those are fairly negligible, and really the main aim here is to boost China's prestige.
Okay, NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Melissa.